KC2NVM, monitoring.
This is K2PCB. K2PCB, listening for any calls. K2PCB, this is KE2GDQ. How are you on this Thursday morning? You feeling any better?
Well, not to complain, but no. No, I woke up this morning and I thought, oh, I don't feel too bad. I slept pretty well. And I think it was just the medication, you know, holding everything back. And once I got up, everything started to, you know, come back to the realization that I'm not better yet. So, but we're getting through it. Didn't call in today. And, yeah, so we'll get there. Good morning. It's, crap, today's what, Thursday? Yeah. Holy cow, losing track.
Yeah, they're flying by. Yeah, yesterday I wanted to go see my grandkids, and then Karen said, well, we're going to get there about 10 o'clock. And I said, oh, okay. Well, I kind of changed my plans for the day, but that's all right. I spent the day with my youngest grandson and kept him occupied while my daughter, because they should be at the airport. They're heading to Disney World today for 5 days. So I kept my youngest grandson occupied while she did things that she needed to do to get ready to go. So, but it was good.
Yeah, it seems like Florida is the place to be right now. I had seen Eric Vogel over the weekend. He was telling me that he was heading down to Florida at the end of the week. Phil Hines driving down starting Friday. Dave Bothwell is heading down today, I believe. Obviously, Mike Brunzel's already there. Yeah, there's a bunch of people, and now your daughter family are heading down. That's cool. We're in the wrong place.
Yeah, it would definitely seem that way. I heard this morning on the radio that we might get up to 60 on Saturday. That would be kind of cool. Well, warm, I guess, if you want to look at it that way.
Yeah, it was 55 when I left yesterday, so it was balmy. It was nice. I think I'm rolling up on Jeff here if I have his license plate memorized enough. So I'll reach over and say good morning. How you doing, Jeff? Well, maybe that's not him, or he's not connected in at the moment for some reason.
Yeah, that could be. That could be. You got any plans for this weekend coming up?
Probably just recover. Probably that's going to be one of my biggest things. Yeah. Bye, what's up?
No, just wondering if you were going to do anything. Sunday, I'll be shooting some trap early in the morning. We'll see what happens the rest of the day. I'm hoping to get to Home Depot today or this weekend to get some more parts to build the 70-centimeter Yagi, the portable one like I built for the 2-meter.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's cool. That's awesome. That'll be a nice, especially if it gets, I know it's supposed to be warm, but I think it's supposed to be rainy. That'd be a nice project to work on. I had seen something where they were doing some satellite work on 220 megahertz. Have you been looking into that to find out where each of the, what bands each of the satellites have repeaters on?
Yeah, I did some research on different software to track the different satellites, and I was looking for one for the phone because I thought that'd be easiest to take with me. And I got overwhelmed, and oh yeah, this one works, this one doesn't, and I'm like, oh my god. And the one that for the phone is free, but it tracks like 9,000 satellites, and, you know. So I've got to go through and find out which ones are the ham satellites, which ones are repeaters, and that sort of stuff. And I stopped doing it. I just got to get back to it.
That would be cool if maybe there is. I doubt there is, but imagine having one that was, I was going to say stationary, but that's not the term. is it geosynchronous, where it appears to stay in the same position, so we could have a repeater that could, cover quite a wide area?
From what I've been able to find out, none of the ham satellites are geosynchronous, except for one over Europe, someone from Europe put it there that it is geosynchronous, but all the ones in the United States are low Earth orbit, so you've got to have the software, some way of tracking them to know when they're coming around.
Yeah, somebody's got some money to throw that up there. Man, that is cool. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff floating up there that we don't think about. And those satellites are actually pretty low. Relatively speaking, I wonder what kind of coverage you would get out of that geosynchronous one.
Yeah, that's a good question. My first thought is a lot, because if it's, geosynchronous, you just beam it up and you beam it back down, it would seem to cover a wide area, but what do I know?
Oh, I'm sure it is. I'm sure it is quite a vast distance. Oh, man. When they put these crosswalks in Central, it was never even from their initial installation. Some mornings they seem rougher than others. What are you going to do? All right, this is K2PCB. I'll pause and see if anyone else is joining us. Yeah, this morning, like I said, I had to clear my head, and I didn't take anything since last night. I think I might need to take something this morning just to keep things settled down. I was thinking maybe I could get away with it this morning, but no, I think I'm gonna break down once I get inside. Break down and take some medication, I mean.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I've been there before. You're just so congested and stuff, and you just want some relief, and you got to take something. Do you see, I can't remember Lisa's last name, I can never pronounce it, but she was working in Devco. How's she doing lately?
Sobchak. S-O-B-C-Z-Y-K. Sobchak. We are friendly, we're cordial at work, and we chat once in a while, but I don't keep up with her on a regular basis. As far as I know, things are going okay. All she really talks about is her daughters and what they're doing for school, and when they're coming into town, when she's going out there to visit out to Cortland. But other than that, I think okay. I heard that. I think there was some tension between her and Michael, but I don't know what came of that. It might have been just a short-term thing, but I haven't heard anything more. Probably shouldn't say that.
That's okay. I know that when I was there and I was in Devco area, I spent, a fair amount of time with her, but I was just thinking about her, just because I know that you had been in that area too. The sidewalks on Main Street, yeah, that's what happens when you've got two different types of material. You've got concrete and asphalt, and they don't behave the same with temperatures. That's why there's always, sometimes they're rougher than others.
Well, I think there's even a section of brick, which might look cool. They had all that brick in, or have all that brick in East Aurora, but yeah, the transition is definitely not smooth.
Yeah, those crosswalks are stamped concrete, and I don't know why they did that, but because it looked cool on paper, but sometimes things like that in reality just don't work right. An engineer should have known that, probably did, but probably got overridden by some bureaucrat.
Yeah, with all the restoration down there and hopeful resurgence, bringing life back to the village, I'm sure they They want it to be aesthetically pleasing, and if nothing else, slow it down, slow the traffic down. You know, I did see these, and I don't know if they would be practical around here. Probably better for an area down south somewhere that didn't get any snow, so you'd have to take them in and out. But I had seen these, like, I don't want to say an airbag, because I think it was some type of gel inside the speed bump. And, you know, just like with RTV, under high shock, it becomes rigid. And I think it just, it doesn't displace fast, so it seems rigid. But the, at slow speeds, it would displace, and you could just drive right over it. It would be compliant. But if you're at a faster speed, or the faster you hit it at, the more rigid the speed bump appeared. And I thought that was kind of a neat idea.
That is definitely a good idea. I like that. It would get people to slow down, because there's some of those speed bumps, they're unpleasant just off of Central there, by the one traffic circle. They've got speed bumps in there in that street, and if you're not careful, you're going too fast, obviously, things happen.
Yep. Yeah, where's my head at? Yeah, it's gone. Yeah, I see Jeff sitting next to me. He's playing on his phone. So maybe he had some other things to attend to this morning, or he had trouble getting connected in. He was working on his note as of recent. In fact, he brought it in at lunch yesterday, and we were working through a couple of his obstacles. And so I think he's now at the point where he should be able to connect out from his house. And I was hoping to hear from him today to find out how that was going, if not tomorrow. And, yeah, we can test that out. That would be pretty cool. Yeah. Well, I've got 6:43. I think I'm going to start sneezing here in a minute. So, 6:44 now. So maybe I'll make this my final. And I'll catch you tomorrow. Oh, pause a second. Right, this is
K2PCD. 73 to you, Travis, and I hope you feel better by tomorrow. Yeah, the colds, especially spring colds, any cold, is just a pain. So 73 K2PCD, this is K2GDQ, and we're monitoring.